Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It is Dukes and Bell. This hour brought to you by our friends at all Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Hope you're having a good day. Falcons trying to turn the page on this whole prank call incident. They have been fined by the NFL $250,000. Their defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich, fined $100,000. And Mike, a lot of folks, again, hitting us up saying, Dukes and Bell, that's kind of steep. I mean, what are we basing these fines off of? Ask the league, will you?
Well, like, and it gets pretty funny. A Florida man who follows us really has some funny tweets from time to time. He wrote, the only thing he did wrong was not secure. Talk about Jeff Ulbrich. A company slash organizational device with sensitive data on it. He goes, personally, a written reprimand that he understands the importance of tech security will follow security standards is generally the most punishment you would get in the corporate world. I said, yes.
That's true.
I said, in the real world, yes. I said, but... And by the way, other players were pranked that no one's talking about. I said, but in a world where ESPN, Carl, has turned the Shedeur Sanders draft freefall into the greatest crime conspiracy since the JFK assassination, you just knew the league was going to get their pound of flesh out of this one. And that's why we are where we are.
Well, yes, because they continue to bang the drum. And when you have the attention and the media attention that this was getting, and I'm not saying it was right or wrong. I'm just saying, like, there would have been some teams that would have, this bit would have been a report and it would have gone away.
Right.
And you feel like for whatever reason, because of the circumstances, that they continue to bang the drum. But listen, Abdul Carter gets a call and, you know, this prank call is like, yeah, it's from the Jags. We're from the Jaguars. And you're like, oh, okay. To Mike's point, a lot of these other calls, who did this stuff? What are we talking about? Who else was involved? Like, what? We're not getting all of that. So either way, the NFL has set the precedent, and they're basically saying moving forward, and these fines could be bigger, by the way, for the next person or the next time this happens, but this is the baseline. If this happens, Mike, to your team and your coach is irresponsible with securing this kind of information, this is what you're looking at, $350,000. $250 for the team, $100 for the coach involved. And that's kind of what the NFL said today.
But again, if this was Cooper DeJean, no way. No way, no how. But again, this thing has become, again, what ESPN, Carl talked about it, ABC, everybody, anybody who had the draft coverage, the ratings were through the roof, NFL Network. The day three that only the hardcore fans watch got the casual viewer to watch over the Shedeur Sanders free fall. So, it's again, it's a different story. It's completely different, but it's almost like, okay. You know, for the idiots who basically, you know, listen to some of the hyperbole that they spew on some of these shows, it's like, well, okay, well, that makes it all right now. Give me a freaking break. Get some perspective on this, man. Come on.
Zach Robinson also speaking to the media. I want to hear what he has to say, and we'll play it for you coming up a little bit later on in the show. Stay there. If you missed our interview with Cody Benjamin, great stuff from him on the draft and the Falcons as we continue to recap and talk to different people. It's all about what people are saying and thinking about our team and what they think about what we did. By the way, most people, again, think we did a really good job.
Right.
Right? This is in a situation where – people are hitting us up and saying, oh, man, you know what? The Falcons, what were they thinking? This was a situation where, Mike, I feel like not only needs were fit or you know, at least they drafted for needs, but also the players we got. They're high-quality players that we ended up getting in the third and fourth round And I think that's something else that people are pointing out. And by the way, we haven't even really talked about the seventh round offensive lineman. You said it. Maybe he's a depth piece.
Right.
But he played a lot of big time football. Maybe he can come in here and help in ways that we didn't imagine. Maybe be a rotational guy ultimately. Maybe a replacement down the road. But those are the kind of things, Mike, if you hit it out of the park, you have a draft like this where you are going to get contributions from all four of your top players in the seventh round pick. You just kind of roll the dice and hope that he can play and fit in some way.
Hey, I mean, as we said, I mean, Brock Purdy, you know, for every Brock Purdy and Tom Brady, there's thousands of guys that obviously don't make. Same thing goes for even fifth rounders like Grady Jarrett.
Right.
But sometimes you get that guy, and like anytime I can take a big dude from Wisconsin, well, other than maybe Peter Kahns, it was drafted by Dimitrov back in the day. Usually you get a big stud from Wisconsin, you're going to get a guy that should hopefully stick with the team.
All right, guys, more to get to right now. Let's get to fourth and one. Do you believe in any way that J.J. McCarthy will not be the starter in Minnesota this season?
He's got to be the guy, right? Unless this – I mean, the Aaron Rodgers to Minnesota thing kind of died on the vine, has it or has it not? Because, you know, the coach was kind of trying to play both sides of it. You know, he believes in J.J. McCarthy, but he seemed like he was always keeping that door open a crack for Aaron Rodgers to come to Minnesota.
I think so too, Mike. I do think they left the door open. I think part of that was maybe draft strategy as well. Mm. Teams thinking, oh, they're going to do this, and maybe they might be interested in trading. What's the value? And they had maybe some conversations. Either way, J.J. McCarthy has finally spoke. Here's what he said.
I know I'm ready to start because all the work I put in and just the confidence in my skills and abilities, you know, I have a tremendous coaching staff, a tremendous group of guys around me that I can lean on, and they can lean on me.
Okay.
Now, a month ago, O'Connell said two things can be true at the same time. He said, JJ, this is literally a month ago. Mm. JJ, we took him 10th in the draft last year after a very extensive evaluation process. A lot of things we hope to see from him we saw in a short amount of time. And he got injured. And the second part of that is true that Aaron Rodgers is a four-time NFL MVP. This is a month ago. And somebody who we've all had so much respect for competing against. So, you know, it's just they want to have their cake and eat it too with this one. They want to pump up J.J. McCarthy. Remember, don't forget, O'Connell and Minnesota have also said, you know, McCarthy, you know, it looks like you put the pounds on there, Spark. You got to lay off that devil's food cake when you're injured.
Are you saying he looked plump?
Not my words. It was reported up in Minnesota that they were kind of getting on him to get with the program on his conditioning.
Don't tour him.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Look, it's interesting.
Are you body shaming J.J. McCarthy?
I would never, but you know, Mike, when your leg is hurt and you're not having to play, you do snack a lot.
I mean, look, when you got your leg up, I mean, seriously, what are you going to do? You're going to play Call of Duty and eat some ho-hos, man.
That's all you're going to do. I think McCarthy's going to be the starter. Meanwhile, Mike Borgonzi is the general manager for the Titans. This is what he's trying to sell us, at least right now, about Cam Ward competing with Will Levis.
There's going to be competition in every room, and he elevates the competition in that room. That's what we're trying to do here as we get into training camp, is have the best 90-man roster, best competition in every room, and Will certainly provides that.
Stop fooling yourself. Just say it. I mean, look, you saw Will Levis the last year. You know what the deal is, and you wouldn't have taken Cam Ward if you felt that confident.
Right.
I get it, Mike. We got to have guys that compete, but this is bull corn.
No, man, and it's funny. You know, the only game where Will Levis looked like he belonged to the NFL was the game you and I were up in Nashville for.
Terrible. Terrible. Four touchdowns.
Man, he lit us up. It's like Brett Favre's coming out party in Green Bay, right? Looked amazing. You know, it was terrible last year with the Chiefs. Who was the wide receiver?
Oh, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, D Hop was lighting us up, man. Yeah, that was Will Levis's best game as a pro against us.
Yeah.
And ever since then, been downhill. That guy milked a mayonnaise deal from Hellman's. You believe that?
Yeah, but didn't he put mayonnaise in his coffee or something like that? Is that what it is?
He likes mayonnaise. Yeah.
I like coffee. I don't like mayonnaise in my coffee.
I like olive oil too, but don't do it like Shaq.
That's true. It will put you down. Right. Hey, man, Chris Carter talking about Shedeur Sanders. It's 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. How much money does he think Shedeur lost in this process?
Let me tell you what he understands today,
okay?
He ain't running. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. They taught him a great lesson.
Okay.
Like, you don't have this figured out. Your dad don't have this figured out.
Who's they? NFL?
Shedeur?
The world? No, who taught you? Said they taught him. I'm just curious. Like,
well, the system.
The system. Okay,
there's
the
a system out there, man.
Okay.
Like, you're going for a job interview. So for his job interview, he was so concerned about, what his outfit was. His necklace was over $100,000. He hadn't even convinced people that you're the face of our franchise. Matter of fact, he had convinced people that they were better off going in a different direction, even with people who had lesser talent. That's the rub he put on the people.
that's the case, that's a bad interview, bro.
No, it is the case. He didn't get drafted right. It's no speculation. Like, we're through the draft. We threw 3 days. He threw away at least $30 to $50 million.
He's not lying. And that's the difference between being a high-profile quarterback taken in the first round, starting day one, Mike, and what life affords you for being in that position. Now, some of you are going to say, well, Dukes, he'll get that back. No, you won't. You don't get back $30 or $40 million off the top. Charles Barkley said it best. Like, if you make $35 million and they offer you $30 million, there's not that much difference I can do with $30 million that I can't do with $35. If I told you you just lost between $30 and $50 million, regardless of what you make the rest of your career, that is hard to recoup, Mike. So with the slide, it also affected his earning potential because, again, you still have to become a star in this league to have that earning potential. And by the way, we talk about guys like Lamar. How many commercials y'all seen Lamar on? He's a two-time MVP.
Right.
He is a star, a legitimate star in this league. It doesn't always translate that you're going to be able to make that money right back.
Nope. And in this case, as we said, you could argue that he will be able to, as we said, kind of a Mike Tyson punch out in the quarterback room of Cleveland, like leapfrog Dylan Gabriel, you know, Pickett, you know, he'll basically backhand Pickett. And hopefully, you know, Stefanski and his staff, the only thing they got to do is get the ball's got to come out quicker. The good news is he's going to a good offensive line. You know, I mean, certainly better than, I mean.
Well, Stefanski's a good coordinator. I mean, he really is.
They've done some things right in Cleveland despite their idiot owner. They've had some good draft picks. They've got good pieces. I mean, they're moving on from Chubb because of unbearable, terrible luck with injuries. But they're still a quality team. So you're right. Hopefully, like, I'll be pulling for the guy. I like Deion. I just think, you know, Chris Carter is like a breath of fresh air and common sense. Just call it what it is. How does it become a victim? Could you argue? Yeah, of course, getting pranked. You're a victim of a bad prank call, and that's terrible and just dumb. We already covered that. But you also overplayed your hand. And I'm sorry, Mel Kiper can have all the conniptions and mini strokes he wants. You know, maybe the people felt it was a combination of you had him overvalued in the draft as far as where the quarterbacks are. I still think he's better than Jackson Dart. I still think he's better than Shark. But I mean, but you put yourself into a spot that, you know, there's got to be personal responsibility in this world on some level. And it's like it's taking a holiday in this scenario.
It's true. And that is part of this discussion as we move forward. But I love what Chris Carter had to say. It's not just, you know, the lesson being taught, right, but you just lost out on a lot of money. And again, to Mike's point about Arthur Blank, well, he's got it. It doesn't matter how much money your dad has. Ultimately, it is about earning your way, Mike, and becoming your own guy. Shador can only ride his dad's coattails for so long. Mike, what kind of quarterback is he going to be, and what kind of quarterback are we going to judge him as? That's right. What's going to happen in the NFL. Yes, we know he's Deion's son. But at some point, he's going to have to stand on his own too, man, and say, you know what? He is a dude that has taken X team to the playoffs multiple times, Super Bowl contender. That's him standing on his own.
I mean, we said it. Do I think there's teams that had an agenda, which you were? I think, yeah. I mean, preconceived notions, regardless of how he conducted himself in interviews. I think that I'm not naive to think that doesn't exist in the NFL. We saw Lamar Jackson fall all the way to 32.
Yeah.
You know, but still, there's also things that they did to themselves.
All right, guys, coming up, speaking of responsibility, we got to talk about what does it really mean when somebody thinks that they have the ability to intervene, whether it's Little League, high school, college, or you're waving a flag in a player's face. Mm-hmm. It's next on Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right. We got a lot of professional athletes in the ATL, and we know you guys listen. We also have a lot of moms, dads, aunties, uncles, family members of professional athletes. And Mike, here's the thing. After what happened last night with Giannis Antetokounmpo and the father of Tyrese Halliburton, we talked about it earlier. It became a big debate on Inside the NBA. And here's the deal. If you missed this, Shaq was basically saying his dad is always on the court, which basically gives him the right to always be on the court because he's established himself to being a guy that whether they win or lose, hey, that's Tyrese's dad. That's John Halliburton. He's on the court. I don't know if you guys have seen John Morant's dad. He's right there on the court a lot, okay? And there are other players who have family members. But, Mike, does this make it right? And when we talk about, you know, what's the limit? What's acceptable when, whether it's a family member or just a fan? Because, guys, I've seen fans on the floor, Mike, do right. stuff like this, and I'm like, what are they doing?
Remember we had that sexy cougar from Buckhead that was just sitting sideline at the
LeBron?
At State Farm getting it with LeBron a couple years ago? I mean, there's just things you can, like, you want to talk some trash. It's funny. Now, some of these guys have rabbit ears. We had a situation in Boston. We didn't talk about it because there's nothing to talk about. It's just a maniac fan was heckling somebody about his suicide attempt. Was it Boston Day-Day, but I'll give you the name. But you had a fan, it was getting out of player that opened up about dealing with depression, and that's, there's no place for that, obviously. And there was no place for one of these wannabe helicopter dads, because that's what Halliburton's dad is. I know your kids made it to the show, you get VIP parking, you get to come in through the club level, so what? Nobody's there to see you.
That's right.
So sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
Sit down, shut up.
But here's the thing, though. Like, this is not acceptable, but we're acting as if it is. And by the way, Rick Carlisle, who coaches the Pacers, he said on the morning show that he goes on up there, I think it's the Fan Morning Show up there in Indianapolis, he said, I spoke with John Halliburton last night. A lot of people in the organization did. He was very contrite about how and what happened. Obviously, he got caught up in the moment last night, addressing it, apologizing to Giannis, apologizing to the Bucks. He says, we all love our children, and we embrace all their great moments. Yeah, but there's a line. And that's the part, Mike. Like that, to me, that's a cop out when you say, yeah, but that gives him the reason to be in Giannis's face. You're forehead to forehead with Giannis?
Look, then go down the tunnel and you go celebrate with your son in the hallway.
There it is.
There's no play. Dude, nobody's there to see you. Your son is the one who's made the account. Yes, you made the sacrifices, the long road trips, the AAU and all that stuff. We get it. But yeah, your journey ends right there at the sideline, okay? You know, you've got a great niche with your son and the access you've got, but you got no place being on the floor.
Yeah, look, come on. It doesn't matter what we're talking about here, whether it is softball, dance. And let me tell you something. We did that for about 6 years. And these dance moms, y'all seen the documentaries?
Yep.
If you haven't, you can just watch and you're going to be blown away. It's real. Like the competition, the involvement, the over-involvement of some of these moms is incredible.
Right.
And I'm just simply saying, guys, this don't start now. This has probably been going on. And this is how this perpetuates itself when these parents overstep. Y'all know who you are. And y'all get involved to the point where now you think you deserve to be on the field when your son scores a touchdown, or you need to be on the court when they hit a game winner. That is overstepping. And I don't see how anybody could see it any other way.
I mean, we just saw the shooter Sanders. Like, I'm a Deion fan. I get it. And his style is so over the top for some. It's crazy. Then we met Jalen Walker today, whose dad, coached at Catawba College for years up there in North Carolina. And the kid is just so humble and so professional. Like I said, it's almost like talking to a CEO. You know, and it just makes you feel so good. As we said, if you're a Georgia Bulldog, you got to feel so good about your program. You know, and obviously they've taken some lumps with some of the off-the-field stuff behind the wheel. But, I mean, this is a guy who's going to represent the program, and now he's going to be a Falcon, hopefully forever, you know, at least 10 years in his career in the NFL. You got to be stoked. By the way, Day-Day found the name, Carl. We're just talking about inappropriate behavior. This is outside the lines. It was Jaron Duran from the Red Sox, who he admitted in an interview and discussed that he had been dealing with depression, and there was a suicide attempt. So somebody said something that was incredibly inappropriate in the stands behind first base after he grounded out, and then basically went over and said, you know, and rightly so, said, get that guy out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I want you to hear real quick, Big O, while we're talking about this, because this is one of those things that just like everybody has an opinion on it, and rightfully so. Tyrese Halliburton, by the way, he talked about his dad and the altercation with Giannis. This happened on the floor right after Halliburton hits the game winner, and your dad's, this is what we blank and do. This is what we do. This is what we blank and blank, blank, blank do. Come on, man. In my face?
You playing point guard? are you the one who made the up and you the one that beat Giannis at a rap? I mean, get out of here. I mean, look. We've all seen it. Carl has talked about it. I'll never, ever, for a million, you give me $1 million right now cash, I'm never coaching Little League again. Bo Johnson, who you hear producing and engineering on middays, and dude, the crap you have to deal with, no way, no how.
It's nonstop.
I've got a good friend who coaches Little League here in Buckhead at Chastain. Forget about
it. It's nonstop.
It's the most thankless, just relentless job, because some of these parents are so out of whack. I mean, and now, I mean, what your kid's not that good, so he's got to go have Tommy John surgery so we can make the JV? I mean, some of these parents are delusional.
Here, and I'm just telling you, like, this is what I – thank you, Dad, looking up. Because my dad would just be like, you're not that good yet. It's okay to tell your kids you're not right. – see, but the people are afraid to do that.
Right, right, right.
My dad would be like – I'd be like, Dad, what do you think? You're not that good yet. Just keep working. Okay, give me some motivation, but you know what? Keep it real with me, and don't make me feel like I'm the best kid on the field, and therefore you're screaming in the stands, he needs to be playing more. He needs to be out there. Right. For what?
No, my high school team went really far in states and county. We had a bunch of guys. You met Richie, who played for the Cardinals in the organization. We had a lot of guys that got good looks in colleges, and I wasn't getting those good looks. I only got like some really small schools in upstate New York. My dad, one time, we're hanging out. He's like, dude, he goes, didn't say dude, but he said, you know, he goes, you're a better hockey player than you're a baseball player. That's your chance. If you're going to get any kind of scholarship, it's going to be in hockey. It's not going to come in baseball. It's facts. You know, I didn't cry. You know, yeah, we all want to grow up and play for the Braves and be that guy, but you know, and the dream dies hard for some, but it's cool to have that reality check in your life,
too. And by the way, let me tell your parents this, too, because y'all know who you are. Parents talk to each other, and they're like, y'all know he's not that good. Like, you're talking about somebody else's kid, and yet you're afraid to tell your own kid, like, you need some more work.
Right.
It's okay, and yet you're still out there. He needs to play more. Day-Day, where you at on this, man?
Well, it's one of the reasons why I was glad my oldest son, when COVID hit, our park that he played football at shut down and he had to go to a different park and I no longer had to be his coach because right. I wanted him to get away. He was getting to the age of daddy ball conversations.
Oh, boy.
And so I was like, the best thing for you to do is any position, any sport you play, if you want it, you got to go out there and get it. And granted, at the time, he was only like 8 or 9, but to this day, everything he's gotten, he's earned it and it has nothing to do with
it. And he's going
to
feel better about it.
And he will. And you know, at the end of the day, man, these parents, unfortunately, some of them are living through their kids.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
That's the vicarious drill. You know, we've seen it with, you know, anything from those, you know, the moms that are, you know, hanging around gymnastics or beauty, by that beauty pageant thing is his own subculture that's just bizarro world. But you're right. I mean, some of these folks, you know, you got to let the kid breathe and not be that helicopter parent. You know, John Smoltz talks about it all the time, the over-specialization of sports. Let your kid experience as many. Now, unfortunately, a lot of folks and parents will call in right now and say, nope, if you want your kid to get that scholarship, he's got to be baseball or whatever his area of expertise is. He's got to play travel ball and basketball all year. Can you imagine? It would be like eating spinach when you're a kid, right?
Well, listen,
it's almost like you'd be turned off from the sport.
The thing that I hear from parents that are doing this, and I don't know if your boys are that age yet, but it's expensive, man.
Very, very expensive.
And it's not that – that investment, Mike, is part of why the parents sometimes feel the way they do is because they've spent all this money to get the kid
right.
in all of these activities and a travel ball and all this stuff. And then you say, well – he better be playing because I paid all this money.
Yeah, just got a hotel room, just spent $3,000. Exactly.
Well, what they should be doing, a lot of these parents, is instead of investing in these travel teams, they should be investing in the training to get to a level of where you can get some looks. And stop. Everything doesn't have to be D1. Stop thinking D1 is the answer.
Rusty Manziel, if you listen on the Steakhouse, and Rusty's told us some stories, you know, where literally you've got a kid who's he can't win the starting job at a school. You're really gonna uproot. You're gonna move to another or find a way to get this kid to another school. I mean, you see this all the time.
Yes.
And when you think about the percentage that gets a scholarship, let alone the percentage that's going to make it to, you know, to the NFL, forget about it, man. Get a reality check.
Yeah, they do it all the time. You guys can chime in, 404-726-0929. This is all on the heels of what Tyrese Halliburton's dad did last night, altercation with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And again, nobody threw blows, but it was just completely disrespectful.
There's no reason for you to be on. Your son just accomplished. Go celebrate with your son. And by the way, is there any other city? I think there's everybody who's in the NBA now thinks, oh, we can get Giannis. Because I think I said it to you the other day on the radio. Man, everybody just feels like it's run. The string has been played out in Milwaukee.
No, it's done.
But I mean, it's funny, though, because every city has got an NBA columnist has got a column about how we could get Giannis. I mean, brother, could you imagine a wrestler going in and making that kind of commitment? Trade whatever you could. Imagine Trey paired with Giannis.
It'd be great.
We wouldn't have any team left. We'd have to go find some other guys. You'd have to give everything to get it.
But you know, again, if you want to move the needle, that's the kind of deal that you might have to pull. Unless you just feel like the young guys that we have are going to turn the page and be difference makers. Hey, we're coming back. We got more to get to, guys, including maybe they're finally seeing the light. Adam Silver talking about where he wants to take the All-Star game. Stay there. We'll fill you in on that. And more on Jeff Ulbrich, who spoke to the media today and apologized for what his son did to Shador Sanders. Falcons were fined $250,000. He was fined $100,000. It's Dukes and Bell.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Mike, how are you feeling today about the apology of Jeff Ulbrich? We're going to let you hear it coming up in just a little bit. We've been talking about it all day. We started the show. I think the frustration for Falcon fans, just across the board, is I wish we were talking about winning. Playoffs.
Right.
Special performances. How excited. And we are excited. But we're right now, we're in the midst of, you just killed my draft buzz, man. I mean, like, I had this incredible feeling like, hey, look what we did. We went edge. We went Georgia.
Right.
We went SEC. Man, look at this. And then this happens. And it's, oh, Dukes, what's going on in Atlanta? What happened? Oh, man, y'all screwed up again. So, Mike, that's the part where it seems like we're always fighting, right?
Yep. And that's why I joked around. I said, man, I've been a football fan like most guys are listening. And ladies, my whole life, never seen a team get dinged for more stupid stuff than the Falcons, which gets back to, are we just a dysfunctional organization? Now, in answer to your first question, I thought that Jeff handled it as best you could. You know, I think if it was Cooper DeJean who got pranked, I don't think anybody would give a rat's butt. But in this case, as I said, this thing has become such a, I don't know, fine-tuned argument from ESPN that everything that's wrong in the world of sports is all right there, the lightning rod. No, I mean, yeah, there were some teams that had agendas, and certainly, you know, Deion didn't really help with some of the decisions they made, probably should have had an agent. And then this Ulbricht's kid makes a really, you know, just dumb decision, you know, a terrible decision he's going to have to live with. And dad, I tell you what, I mean, that's going to be making things a little rough with the relationship with my dad if you and I would do that. Of course, you and I knew when we were younger not to mess with dad's money. But getting back to Ulbricht, Carl, all he could do is what he did. Handle it like a man, take responsibility for it. And you can tell he's emotional about it because it's a tough situation to be in.
It is. And we're going to let you hear what he said. And again, apologizing to Mr. Blank. And, you know, look, the last thing Jeff Ulbricht, and I'll say this because this is what I do know about him. I will tell you, I don't know about his private life, and nor do I want to. I do know that the last thing he wants to do in coming in here and being the new DC under Raheem Morris is be a distraction. He doesn't want to do that. And he's tried his best not to do it, which his actions weren't the distraction, but he has to answer for it. And so, you know, all the stuff about what's going on in his personal life, I don't care. I'll be honest with you. All I care about is what we're doing, Mike, on the field, right, how good this defense is going to be, and whether or not, you know, come week 10, Mike, we're in here killing Jeff or we're praising him for the way that this defense is played. Like, that's all I care about. And it's a shame that he comes in here as a new hire again, and I want to give him the space, Mike, to prove to us this is not him and Dan Quinn anymore. This is Jeff Ulbricht, who left, who was an interim head coach, who's been a DC now in other places, and he wants to prove that he can get this job done and turn this defense around, and I want to give him the space to do that. But when you have to deal with stuff like this, it's hard.
Well, like I said, I hope he manages our defense better than he manages his information, okay, because this is brutal. You know, and as we said, it's just a silly thing to have to be involved in. But I do think that I don't think it's worth $250,000.
Okay.
I don't think it's worth $100,000. I've had folks say if this was in the real world in business, other guys say, oh, no, it's personal information. He's not even a Falcon employee. If you want to say at the time, he wasn't even an NFL employee. You know,
I mean,
if you want to get into semantics about it, you know, it's a guy in another, yet to be assigned by another organization. But again, because ESPN, as I said, it's finely tuned because they know exactly how to play down to the lowest common denominator of their core audience. Let's dumb this thing down. Let's make it all about race. Let's make this all about the NFL is racist. And the guy, I mean, Cam Ward is a black quarterback, went first round. This young man has played the system for $5 million in NIL, as well he should, because I felt these guys should make money in college for years. But to turn this into somehow his life is irrevocably damaged, it's ridiculous. I mean, now he's got, look, yes, there's a longer road, Carl, he's got to navigate. No one debates that.
Right.
But if he's the man that you think he is and Mel Kiper is, he's going to get there. So let's just chill out and have some perspective on this. But because the NFL tail wags the dog, ESPN loses their mind over this, they've exacted their pound of flesh. So if you think that Jeff Ulbricht is an idiot, he just cost him $100,000. You know, this is not his son. You can't go after the son. There's nothing to do there. And stop with death threats and crazy talk, people. Okay? It's just a young, immature person who made a terrible decision. You know? And I'll tell you what, man. I mean, he's going to be living, I would imagine he'll be dealing with this for a long time.
I know kids who have done worse, and they've moved on. Nobody died.
Right?
No. Okay.
Right? This isn't a kid getting behind the wheel, you know, and wrecking a car, you know, because he shouldn't be behind. This is just, it's stupid. It was dumb, you know. And again, and the consequences, because it's your dad's money you're messing with, making it, for me, just on a human level, 10 times worse than that sense. But as Carl said, nobody died.
No. I know kids who have done worse. And they've gone on to do successful and been great in life. And so you learn from it, man. And that's what I'm hoping. As a Falcon fan, I'm so over the other stuff. And I just want us to be good, Mike, where we're talking about, man, have you seen the Falcons? Have you watched how good they – like, that's the stuff that I want to get to. I'm over the last 7 years of this other stuff.
Right. I mean, everything from, you know, fake noise pumped into the Georgia – what? Who does that? You know, Carl and I joked around. I forgot that was a fifth rounder in our amazing 2016 draft. that same draft, which I always gush over with Debo and Keanu and DeMondre and Hoop and all those guys, who knows? Maybe we would have had one more secret ingredient, Carl, to put us over the top. You know, when we lost, who was it? It was Alford had the pick. Desmond Trufant. When Trufant went down, maybe we would have picked up somebody who would have done better than Jalen Collins that the Patriots picked up. We'll never know.
Well, even the Kirk Cousins stuff, Mike, that cost us draft picks.
Yes, a fifth-round pick. You know, I mean, it was $350,000 and a fifth-round pick for the fake noise in 15 that was resulted in the 16 draft. You know, you talked about the Kirk Cousins because what? And again, that whole illegal tampering thing is ridiculous. And that, you can, by the way, you can thank Jim Florio, Mike Florio, I should say, in Pro Football Talk. He was banging the drum on that for a week.
He was.
About the Falcons need to pay.
Yeah. Did they contact him before it was time?
I mean, for what? We're the only freaking team calling him. I mean, we're the only. It wasn't like the Falcons snaked the so-and-sos with that illegal phone call. It's the stupidest thing. But you're right. And now we're waiting to see if Kirk Cousins will be on this roster, and hopefully we can get down to the A, scoring a ton of points and kicking the other team's tail with this new-look defense where hopefully Ulbrich's going to put together.
All right, you're going to hear from Jeff coming up. Also, our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, spoke today, so you will hear him as well. And look, this was a defensive-centric type draft, right? I mean, you basically picked four defenders and an offensive lineman. Mm. But Zach still has a lot of work, Mike, that's in front of him when you talk about how this is going to look. Now, I said last year, I think the playbook was limited with Kirk's inability to move the way that, you know, they wanted him to.
Right.
And I think you're going to see, like, it's going to look new, but it's not. It was there last year. They just couldn't run it because the quarterback couldn't execute it. And so I think with Penix, Mike, and his mobility, and you saw a little bit of this at the end, guys, right, the rollouts, the play actions, him using his legs, that stuff now you can add back into these play calling. You couldn't do that at the beginning of the season last year.
It's funny because, you know, we always have like the glass half. If anybody's questioning Michael Penix, you're not even a Falcon fan. Okay? You're just a provocateur who wants to be a wise ass on the text line.
A provocateur.
And nobody likes those people. But no, I mean, in a small sample size, you know, the Giants game, we won it. Now, granted, you know, Kyle Pitts didn't help him play, you know, volleyball with a pass. It should have been if not a first down, at least close to a touchdown. He threw a bad pick in the Commanders game, but he came back and did you enough to win the game. He throws a laser. Go back and watch that ball that he puts right in Pitts' gut. Right? Right there. Boom. Goes through traffic. And then you and I love what he does against Carolina. In another game we should have won, defense fell apart, where he tries to connect with Drake London.
Yeah.
And then they're talking jive back and forth. Comes right back to it. That's something Matt Ryan and Julio could never get done.
I agree. Like, we wanted to see it.
I mean, these are things that happen, guys, if you're looking for something to build up, if you're in your mind for next year.
Throw it again. How many times have you said that? Like, right. You're watching a game at home or you're at the stadium. Throw it again.
I mean, that's like something out of a movie, right? You're in the huddle, like Willie Beeman is, hey, man, I got this jump. Give me the rock. No, man, you can't. I said I got it. And then you do it, and he gets a touchdown.
It's beautiful. Jamal hits us up. He says, put him up, C. Dukes. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL. I'm laughing because I know this is true. He says, Dukes, I'll say this. Ulbrich has no room to mess up. The minute he drops Rook in the coverage, we're calling for his head.
Well, you know, it better not be Rook.
Is that funny? Because how many times have we seen something like that where we're like, why is Judon covering this guy down the field?
Yes, it's like we used to do this all the time with Vic Beasley. But that's the Dan Quinn. Now, again, that was a 4-3 with 3-4 tendencies. But in this case, you're right. And Judon was always noticeable when he wasn't doing anything with his red sleeves. You know, look at Mr. Red Sleeves over there in the flat.
Very noticeable.
Accomplishing nothing.
Very noticeable.
I will say this. He did have a great breakup when the running back released in Tampa. I think it was Bucky Irvin. He covered him. He did break it. He did break up that pass to help secure that win down. It happened right in front of us. But that's nine times out of ten, you're just a guy lost in space when you're dropping back that. You're right. That guy that should be getting after the quarterback.
It just makes me laugh because
that'll be Jalen Walker. That won't be Rook.
And that's fine because Walker can run. So can Pierce. But it's one of those things that's a Falcon fan right there. Because you know, it's like, I'm waiting for the moment to see, why is my big defensive tackle dropping back in coverage? And we're going to be, you'll call us Monday and go, I know y'all saw it. Yeah, we did.
Hey, speaking of funny texts, this is on Twitter, by the way, Carl. Let's put him up. See Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL, from Joe Mama. He goes, hey, Mike and Carl, make Ulbrich sit through a cybersecurity webinar. He'd probably rather pay the fine.
I agree. We have to do that stuff.
Oh, my God. These Odyssey videos that they do, you literally want to.
We have
to
do that
stuff.
Seriously.
And you can't cheat it. You got to be watching it. You can't just do something else on your computer.
No, no. It's almost feel like you're being watched, right? Because you try to scroll. You feel like you try to scroll through to answer.
It should take 45 seconds to read this paragraph.
Yeah, and you're like, why can't I get through? And it's like screaming at you. And then I feel like there's a dude on the other end just looking at me. You didn't read that.
And not to put any proprietary information out there, but anybody who's out there who works in corporate or any business has to do these things Carl and I are talking about. They try to make these things funny. And they fail miserably because every one of these training videos.
Who are these actors, by the way?
They have these actors. And if you notice, Oren and Day Day, every one of these videos, they have their own version of the Zach Galifianakis character. The fat guy with the beard who's going to be the offbeat. No, not funny. Just tell me the freaking information. Give me the 5-question test and let me get on with my life.
I love it, though. Hey, Joyce. How's your morning going? I mean, it's just, it's so funny to
me. Know, this deal seems too good to be true, but I will give them my personal information. Click.
Yeah.
Those videos kill me now.
We have to go through them, but you're right about that. I mean, if you have to sit and watch 3 hours of that, totally. Right. Hey, man, we're talking about Jeff Olbrich, the fine. You're going to hear what he told the media today and basically talking to Falcon Nation as well. 404-726-0929. That's on the way in the 5 o'clock hour. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, Baldy, is going to stop by in the 4 o'clock hour. He really liked what we did, too. And look, it's not a coincidence that all of these guys who either you should know or respect when it comes to the draft rooms and certainly breaking down draft picks and certainly prospects, that they love what we did. I don't think that's a coincidence. And that's not everybody. The Falcons not calling everybody and going, hey, we'd really like it if you said we did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, there's some websites. I saw this the other day. One guy just hit me up who's a Falcon fan and said, no, you see the Fox Sports breakdown? Again, I don't even know who some of these writers are. These guys providing content. But, of course, we got to fail. Okay, great. We got to fail. Steelers got to fail. Steelers didn't have all the draft picks to work with in the first place.
No.
But in the case of the Falcons, it goes anywhere from A- to C-. And as we said, it's such a stupid thing that everybody, it's perfunctory. Every sports journalist has to go put together these grades. And you don't know what these guys are going to be.
I don't grade. That's why I don't do it. I mean, look, the idea that I can tell you right now who won the draft is stupid. Because I don't know. I don't know who's going to shine. I don't know who's going to rise out of. Mike, we might have an undrafted free agent that might be one of the better players in this draft. Undrafted guy comes in and makes a difference, and you're willing to tell me that we won or lost the draft, or you're giving the Falcons an A. The only thing I can give them an A on is they did what they needed to do when it comes to needs.
Right, and they went and got, first off, yes, through the luck of the draw, they didn't screw it up because maybe some teams wouldn't have taken Jalen Walker. We'd have been a riot at the Falcons headquarters.
Easily.
You got the best player available, and he was the guy, slam dunk. There is a risk involved with Pierce just because there wasn't a general consensus he was that guy amongst all experts. So, I mean, everyone thought, yes, Jalen Walker, everyone agrees he's the dude. Not everyone agrees with Pierce, and that's why the grades vary.
Hey, I mentioned this. I want to tell you guys. Adam Silver says he wants America versus the world format for the All-Star game. You mean you were paying attention to the NHL?
Hey, hey.
And how successful that was?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, this is what it should be. The NBA is such a global game now, and I've said this. You could take the best players in the NBA, all from other places, Europe and otherwise, and say, hey, let's put the American team together and let's have an all-star game. That, to me, is worth watching. What we're doing right now is not, but Adam Silver at least is on it. Hey, when we come back, they are after a quarterback. But what if he doesn't commit? Do they have a plan B? And by the way, it brings us to another question Mike and I have always talked about is – are they ever going to have another one? We'll tell you what we're talking about next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.